prepare to qualify.
You have entered the Fandom Effect, a podcast filled with anime, video games, comics, MMA, and unlimited ideas. Each week, a new guest will press enter and discuss how they're making their dreams come true with your host, Mark the Bushido Geek, Halberg. It's time to enter the Fandom Effect. Now, please insert 25 cents to continue.
Humanoid.
You have one playthrough. Better make it count.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to an interesting edition of Fandom Effect Podcast. Apologies in advance on my audio from testing being a little echoey today. I am visiting home and brought my backup mic and my laptops. I don't have my usual rig and headphones and setup and all that, so we are making do with a backup Blue Yeti microphone and the equipment that was easier to bring with me on the trip. So apologies I wasn't there last week, and sorry for this week being a little disjointed. Visiting home, and Cameron, as you guys know, the official mascot of the Fan Effect Podcast, came down with a pretty bad cold and Christmas and all the holidays and stuff. But so I apologize that we didn't get to do the is it a Christmas movie or is it not episode, but we will still be doing that soon. Perhaps maybe we can set it up to be exclusive for Patreon or YouTube exclusive or something like that. And definitely apologize. Going to be hitting the new year very hard running and building this brand and podcast. So thank you for sticking with us on that. So we had teased that we're going to be doing a pretty big announcement for the podcast, and we will still be doing that as promised. But I'm going to save it for next week, the first podcast of the new year, when me and Sam are able to do it at the same time. So today, what I thought we would do, just a short little episode, you'll either hear Sam's audio first or my audio first, but we're going to be talking about things that we were grateful for, both in general and in the podcast, and things that we're looking forward to for the future. So it might not be a crazy long episode, but we felt with the end of the new year, it'd be good to say what we are appreciating of coming up and things that happened. And like I said, as soon as I get back, after this new year, we're going to be hitting the ground running really hard because I have a lot of really good ideas and stuff that we want to do. So I think to start, I just want to say thanks to everybody who stuck with us. I mean, obviously, you know, we fully acknowledge we need to do more work with promoting and making sure we get our names out there a little bit, but life got pretty crazy for both of us. But we appreciate everyone that helped us this year get to over 10,000 downloads. This podcast, you know, I mean, I think statistically, like 90% don't make it past 6 months, and we're at, you know, by the time that we get up and running with our new ideas, we'll be hitting like 3 years on this brand in general, and it's led to just some amazing interviews. We've interviewed people from, you know, the things that we normally would have never watched, movies, like Lifetime movies, Jonathan Stewart interview. I've been able to, in the 2 years we've been doing this interview, like childhood voice acting heroes, with Neil, and people that have done work on like Star Wars and Star Trek, and, you know, like just amazing voice actors, movie actors. And then we really started to get into this independent scene with like artists and comic book people, and have made some really good friends, and people that we generally love having on the show time and time again, with On and Mog and Mel and a lot of other people. And that's what's led to, you know, slight tease what we're going to be talking about next week, in the what's going to be transitioning for us in a major way. I mean, we're still going to be doing a lot of interviews, you know, more in the future, but a lot of stuff's going to be changing. But I'm really grateful for the people that we've been able to interview, and the fact that, you know, people, we've hit every country at this point. I mean, every continent, not country, sorry. Thousands of cities. You know, it's always still crazy when we get a listen from a country or a city, whether it's in the U.S. or around the world, as we grow this. And I've been able to meet some amazing podcasters and have made lifelong friends from doing this for the last couple of years. in addition to that, doing this the last couple of years and being and starting, you know, being self-taught with audio and video editing has led me to starting the digital editing company that I mentioned a few episodes ago, Digital Shogun Media. Self plug. If you need any editing done, send it my way. But you know, that would have never happened if I hadn't started podcasting and realizing that I needed to teach myself how to do video or audio editing, and then being like, oh, it'd be cool to do like some YouTube stuff, and realizing that we need to expand on that. We are definitely going to be expanding our YouTube in 2023 on the Phantom Effect. So I'm really grateful to the people that come on the show, the people that we've been able to interview, the people that we're going to interview in the future. Is super appreciative. The fact that, you know, we're looking at in 2023 of going to conventions for the first time under the Phantom Effect banner is crazy. It's something we're going to be pushing for in the new year, so I'm excited to push a lot of that stuff. And so, you know, more personally, you know, obviously little dude, little Cameron, 5 years old, doing good in school, always thankful for that. And I think we just got to be appreciative of the fact that, you know, we're in some pretty cool fandoms and things that we're passionate about. And it's, and we have so many, you know, I have me personally, so many people that we can talk to. And then Sam will play this back. I don't know. She might not. She might just upload it because this episode needs to get put out like really soon. So this might come out a little bit later on Friday than normal. But Sam, if you do listen to this, definitely one of the things I'm appreciative is Sam coming on the show and agreeing to come on and working with me on stuff and understanding that when life got a little crazy, it was harder for me to do a lot of the things that I wanted to do and ideas that I was working on, that it was going to be more of a slower build, and sticking with me through that. You know, at one point, I think back like 2 years ago, you know, I almost ended the show in September, like 5-6 months after it had started, just due to some personal stuff. Ended up sticking with it, went through a previous co-host, and then was back to doing the show solo. And didn't, you know, and then realized that as much as I could keep doing the show by myself, the whole point and idea between the behind the Phantom Effect, in addition to bringing to light this independent scene and these people that have new fandoms and new ideas and things they're passionate about that many of us haven't, you know, looked into or watched, or, you know, whether if it's a TV show or read the, you know, comic book or, you know, things like that. One of the main things was that we were doing this with other people, you know, in addition to being guests, and then coming to that realization that we didn't need, you know, that I, as much as I could do the show by myself, I didn't want to, because it almost defeated the purpose behind the show to do it alone. So Sam coming on was an amazing thing, and has led to some really funny interviews and experiences. And me and Sam, you know, living pretty far away, it's our one chance to consistently meet up and talk and hang out, in addition to going to some conventions together. And so definitely appreciative of her coming on the show and sticking with it. And we got some really cool stuff that we're going to be working on in the next, in 2023, I'm really excited about. And so I think a lot of it's that, you know, we got a lot of cool things coming from the podcast personally, you know, started the digital editing company, landed the first client, a podcasting friend of mine, the Fearless Fathers podcast. If you want to check out other good podcasts, check out the Fearless Fathers podcast. I'm going to be doing a lot of their, editing. And so I think starting that and, switching careers, I was in sales for 10 years. I switched careers to IT, not going to name the company I'm working for, but, did sales for 10 years, switched to IT. That's been a great change of pace in a lot of different ways. So definitely appreciative of that. And you know, it's been a rougher couple years, you know, so I'm trying to be appreciative for the things that I can, realizing that 2023 is a new year as well. It's still going to be a grinding year. You know, we got a lot of stuff we got to work on in the show, and everything. And definitely also thankful for the other podcast I'm doing, Dad's Anime Stash, where we literally just talk anime every Friday. But yeah, I know, like I said, I didn't think this would be too long for me, just because, you know, I'm still working on a lot of stuff, and, as much as I want to make sure I'm being appreciative of the things that have done in the last year with growing the show and getting to a more comfortable spot and starting the digital editing company, And I'm going to be restreaming. So if you had followed my streaming career before at twitch.tv/BushidoGeek, I stopped streaming about 7-8 months ago for mental health, and I'll be slowly getting back into it because I do miss the friends that I made from streaming and those experiences and everything. But if this is the first part you hear, make sure you, whether this is midway through or the end, if you've been listening to us at all, thank you so much. Please share this with your friends. Tell them about the Phantom Effect. Have them check out some listens or some episodes. Sorry. Download some stuff. Check it out. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter. Maybe not Twitter, but Facebook, Instagram. Please email us at thephantomeffectpodcast@gmail.com. Let us know what things we should talk about. But thank you seriously for anyone who listens to this. Thank you so much. We're going to be kicking the ground running in 2023. Expect some really big things from us. Thank you for sticking with us. I hope we'll see you guys in the next edition of the Phantom Effect Podcast next week, where we got some really big news we're going to be talking about for the future of the Phantom Effect brand.
Thank you, Mark. If you guys didn't realize, me and Mark are recording these separately. We were just so busy with Mark being gone and the holidays and me working 8 million jobs. So this is what we're doing and why we're doing this way. I am so very grateful and thankful for A, getting to be on the show. However, Mark really didn't have a choice. I said, I'm here now, and he went, okay. And that's why I'm here now. So you're welcome for that. He could have told me no, but he didn't, and that's his own fault. I'm thankful for me even lasting this long. I didn't know what I was getting myself into when we started this. And I'm also thankful for all the people that I got to meet while doing this. Like he said, Mog on, all the other artists, other friends I made just through Mark in general has been really great. He said a lot of it, and I don't want to repeat myself because I'll play his audio first anyways because I listened to it first. I'm not good talking to myself like I am, but then people think I'm crazy. So this is the best I got, guys. Just power through this episode with me. I'm thankful and grateful. I don't know what usage we're using. Getting to go to conventions. I've gone to so many conventions this year, both for myself and my friends, going with Mark. We've got to do like some promoting and stuff for the podcast too that way, and a bunch of other stuff. Got to meet a bunch of like artists there, like independent artists that I normally wouldn't have had conversations with if it wasn't for the podcast or Mark or anything like that. And now I've got like new friends. I'm grateful for my friends who have come on last minute when Mark has been busy and I did an episode without him, and it was me going to my friends going, hey, you busy tonight? No? Great, you're on. Us trying to come up with some funny things to talk about last minute. I appreciate all my friends who have done that. I appreciate Sammy. You know who you are. I appreciate you, bestie. Not talking about myself. I appreciate me too. Fan. All my friends that listen to this. Sorry I'm saying so many times. I did not plan this ahead of time. I literally listened to Mark's, went record, and then started doing this. I'm very excited for what we have planned in the future. Mark knows more than I do. If you have any questions, ask him. I only mildly know what's going on. We're going to be doing, like you said, Mark mentioned in the future that I'm grateful for. More chances for us to hang out with each other because, like he said, we live on opposite ends of Wisconsin, pretty much. I only get to see him during cons, things like that. And so it's also a good time to get to be able to talk to him once a week, every other week, depending on when we do this, to make sure we're staying up to date in each other's lives. Otherwise, I'd find him. Eventually. I've already done it once. Man, he talks for so long comparatively. God damn. I'm grateful for all of you for listening. I think I said that already. This is a clusterfuck. Sorry. Anyways, thank you if you made it this far. It's only been 15 minutes, but anyways, I appreciate everything and everybody. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe, follow us everywhere. Please email us. I look at all the emails. Email us, message us on Facebook. If you want us to talk about anything specific, we'll talk about it. We always need things to talk about. If you want to be a guest, let us know. If you have anything you really want to talk about or anything to promote, we're always here to help promote anything we can for anybody. So we're always looking to help. And that's all I got. Bye!
Well, not bad for one playthrough. You have multiple achievements left to unlock. Please follow the Fandom Effect podcast on all available platforms and unlock the next level. If that doesn't work, just turn it on and off.